to know today. Legendary movie producer and Oscar winner Harvey Weinstein is in the news today. Did you see this story? Did you know who he was? Yeah, okay. So he is the subject of a very detailed New York Times report today, alleging that he made inappropriate sexual advances on women for decades, including movie star Ashley Judd and employees who had worked for him, among others. In a statement he issued yesterday, Weinstein said that he, quote, came of age in the 60s and 70s when all the rules about behavior and workplaces were different. He added, quote, I appreciate the way I've behaved with colleagues in the past has caused a lot of pain, and I sincerely apologize for it. Though I'm trying to do better, I know I have a long way to go. So he's issued an apology, but also a threat. Weinstein's attorney says that he will sue the New York Times and that the Times story is, quote, saturated with false and defamatory statements about his client, and that the New York Times ignored evidence presented to them, he says, in advance of its publication. In the meantime, Weinstein has taken leave of absence now from his company. NBC News has not been able to independently verify these allegations. But as you know, this is one of several of these incidents that we have seen come up over the past year. And it's sort of dominating the national discussion in a way it never has before, this issue. And to his credit, he's taking some responsibility for the allegations. You know, it sounds like he's apologizing for his behavior to some extent. But also taking issues with the Times report. I want to get you guys to weigh in on it because our staff was buzzing about this. Alex has got somebody with a question. Hi.
Good morning.
What's your name?
Emily O'Connor. Hi. Nice to meet you. How do you stand up for yourself in the moment when faced with sexism or sexual harassment instead of waiting till later and thinking, oh, I wish I would have said that or reacted differently?
It's such a dicey issue because there's a power imbalance. I mean, every woman I know has been there. I am hard-pressed to find somebody who hasn't been there. The number one thing I want young women to know, and I wrote this in my book, Settle for More, is no is an available option to you. Because in the moment you're feeling scared and you're feeling like I don't want to lose my job and I don't want to lose my paycheck and I don't want to ruin my relationship with my boss, I just want him to not do this thing. And you have to remember in that moment when you feel you're most vulnerable that no is an available option to you. And so you can say no. However, you can get that word out and get yourself removed from the situation, and then you can deal with it. Then you can strategize and figure out how to repair the relationship, how to go to HR, how to do whatever it is you're worried about.